threshold, but it will be answered in that case not by me, but by me.
David Fraser, David James Fraser here on RadioValencia.fm on the Escape Velocity, preempting David James Fraser from a few weeks ago from the auto DJ function. It took me a few extra minutes to find parking here in the Mission District of San Francisco, where I'm now mixing it live on November 24th, 2025. Be here until about 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today, my friends, we are going to pay tribute to one of the big forces in the history of bass playing, a guy named Manny, and his influence, his immortal grooves, touched a lot of people, covered a lot of genres, so many different kinds of songs. He was founding member of the Stone Roses and key contributor to Primal Scream, two absolutely essential bands here on the Escape Velocity. So I hope you can give yourself over to it for the next 2 hours as we pay tribute to Manny. Thank you so much for listening to RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission.
Yeah.
heaving a deep sigh for Manny, master bass player for a couple of different groups, absolutely pivotal to a lot of folks and to a lot of people who ever picked up a bass. We heard from Primal Scream starting off the set with their song Burning Wheel off of Vanishing Point, released in 1997. That was Manny's first album with Primal Scream after the Stone Roses fell apart. Then the immortal song, I Want to Be Adored, off of the Stone Roses' first album, The Stone Roses, which was released in 1989. And then as I explored more about Manny in the wake of his passing, I discovered that he contributed to many other projects. So we also heard from Dot Allison, her song Color Me, off of the album Afterglow, came out in 1990. Manny credited with a producer for that album, a beautiful song called Heaven, and hits a little differently after the passing of Manny. Then we also heard from Uncle, a song called In a State, off of the album Never Neverland. And I think it came out in 2000. This album I've listened to a lot. I was hearing Manny without knowing that it was Manny. I really, really love that stuff from Uncle. Yeah, so that's what we're doing today here on RadioValencia.fm on the Escape Velocity. David James Fraser, your host. I'm going to walk you through a tribute to Manny. And we're going to touch on all of his projects, at least not, well, I can't promise all of them, many of them. I'm going to hit every single Primal Scream record, something off of every record that I know he contributed on, as well as lots of stuff from the Stone Roses and plus other projects too. I hope that you can stick with it, open up your ears, learn a little bit more about a guy who shaped and reshaped music for a lot of us. This is Kowalski from Primal Scream. RadioValencia.fm, thank you for listening. Wow.
Right here, right now. Right here, right now. all this bullshit doesn't happen over and over.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Bobby, we know what you're saying. RadioValencia.fm.
Right on. Right on, brother.
That is correct, sir. Yeah, we're paying tribute to Manny. Rest in power, Manny. Running it down for you. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know. That's a power set from different projects Bassmaster Manny was involved in, from back to front. That was I Want You Right Now. It's a project that Primal Scream did with the remaining members of the MC5, from the album Back to Calm, music from the film, 2011, as near as I can tell. Couldn't find a lot of information about that particular release. Before that, we heard Can't Go Back, also Primal Scream track from the album Beautiful Future, 2008. Also, another Primal Scream, Ripper City from Evil Heat 2002, and we started off the set with the sadly overlooked, absolutely killer song, Begging You, from the Stone Roses' second and final official release called Second Coming. Okay, we're going to just keep the music going. I'll keep the words to the minimum and let the music do the talking. We're going to keep alternating between Primal Scream and Stone Roses and other projects. You know, Stone Roses, of course, reshaped rock and roll for a lot of us, but Manny put more albums out with Primal Scream than he did with the Stone Roses, so I'm going to try and touch on every Primal Scream record that I believe he appeared on. Pretty confident about that, but it's not always easy to tell. Anyway, this is from the album Riot City Blues. It's a song called Bloods. This is the Two Lone Swordsmen mix of that song, and we're just going to keep going here until 2 p.m. here on Radio Valencia. FM. Thank you so much for joining me here on The Escape Velocity.